You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This is BetQL Daily with the Joes, Joe Ostrowski and Joe Giglio.
I'm going to go with the Blue Jays, Ryu against the Red Sox. It's a pick'em scenario, minus 105. I'm going to back the Jays, Ryu with some terrific history against the Red Sox, 23 strikeouts and only three walks. So I'm going to back the Blue Jays.
First and second, two outs. Herrera hits a high long one. If it's fair, it's way gone. And it is a fair ball. Vladdy Guerrero, another first pitch home run.
It's BetQL Daily from BetQL.
That was one of those sweat-free winners. Welcome in. It's Friday. BetQL Daily hanging out for the next 3 hours. Joe Ostrowski with you and dropping by at 10:20 Eastern. We've got Michael Beller from The Athletic. Plenty to discuss in the world of Major League Baseball. It's trade deadline day. Cody Decker will be here as well. 11:20 Eastern, Odyssey MLB Insider. We're going to line them up, get you set for the day's Major League Baseball card, keep you updated on everything going on with the deadline today. We will go prop shopping as well. We'll play America's favorite game, Nickel or Dime. Preview the Patriots and Jets season. Some quarterback talk coming up at about 20 minutes. Joe Giglio has a day off once again. And today, I've never worked with this man, but admired him from afar. His name is Jared Smith. What's going on, Jared?
Admiration from afar. That's really nice. I appreciate that. I got big shoes to fill, though. Joe does a great job. You guys do a great job here on the entire network. Excited to be a part of it today.
Oh, it's going to be a lot of fun. And it's always fun when you have so much to talk about.
Sure.
So July 31st falls over the weekend. So a lot going on in Major League Baseball, NBA draft last night. Even though I think the lead is not the draft, it's something that happened during the draft. We'll get to that in a couple minutes, but we have to start today's headlines with deadline day.
Time for today's headlines.
I don't want to look at this as a negative thing. I really look at this as a positive thing. Look, I signed a 7-year deal here. We won a World Series. That's why I said the first thing I said when I signed was I'm here to win. And we won. You know, we won a World Series. So, that's a lifelong dream come true and something that I'll always be so proud of with these guys here to be able to win a World Series and be a part of a championship team. And
Max Scherzer there, Trey Turner. They're both going to the Dodgers. I was wondering here in Chicago if the Dodgers would be making a mega deal for Chris Bryant and Craig Kimbrell. Who knows? Maybe that ends up happening today. Both those guys are going to be shipped out of Chicago. But we've got some parallels here. We're used to the rich getting richer, and we saw that yesterday with the Dodgers getting Scherzer and Turner and maybe more. And then the Yankees land Anthony Rizzo. Red Sox add a bat. It's Kyle Schwarber. He had that home run tear early on in the season. But what I find most fascinating, and maybe it's because of my perspective from the Cubs, is I'm kind of proud of the Cubs of what they did. They made the move that was going to upset some Cubs fans, and they didn't care. Just wait till Bryant goes today. But yeah. I'm looking at some of these recent champions. Now we have the rich getting richer. We talked about that. Dodgers won last year. They're going for another title. A few years back in 2017, the Astros won. Rebuild took them longer than expected, but they did it, and they're still going. We'll see if they add more today. Red Sox 2018 champions. They're going after it once again. They weren't expected to do so. But we also have on the flip side, 2016 Cubs World Series champions, 2019 Washington Nationals World Series champions, both of those teams blowing it up.
Yeah, and you know, when you look at these rosters, I mean, goodness gracious. And imagine if Trevor Bauer was and I think this Scherzer deal, obviously the Padres situation is interesting. I'm curious what went wrong there, or maybe the leak that we heard midday was just kind of the teaser to say, hey, LA or any other team that's interested, you better act now or up your offer. because Max Scherzer's on the move. But if you look at this Dodgers roster, I mean, goodness gracious. And it's kind of weird because I was thinking about this morning when we were going back and kind of looking over some of these previous champions, not just in baseball, Joe, but all the sports over the last year or so. We thought COVID was going to make all these upset. It's been a lot of chalk. Dodgers, Lakers, obviously last year in the bubble, Lightning back-to-back. So despite all the craziness with some of these other sports and baseball, it does seem to be status quo. And, you know, the Bauer news, I think, really pushed this over the finish line. Dodgers got very aggressive, and obviously they got better yesterday.
Today, it's going to be Chris Bryant, Craig Kimbrel watch for the Cubs. It's yeah. going to be Jose Barrios watch with Minnesota. Is he going to land in San Diego? Also, Trevor Story out of the Rockies. I don't know why they would keep him at this point. There were some rumors that he could go to the White Sox, few other possible landing spots. Is there one that really stands out or one that I'm missing there?
I think Barrios is on the move today for sure. I think that's the one that I would be shocked because of what he brings to the table and just because of how consistent he's been. Or, you know, maybe I know if you've bet on him a little bit, maybe a little, he'd be a little volatile, but he's still a really top end starting pitcher. And I think that's something that the market is without. And I would expect Barrios to be the big name that we definitely see on the move today. Bryant, I mean, I was surprised that Bryant went before Rizzo. I don't know, you know, you having the Chicago perspective thinking that. Yeah, exactly. I was surprised that Rizzo went before Bryant. I thought it was going to be Bryant that went first because everyone was talking about Chris Bryant on the move all week. And it was Rizzo that kind of had the last second deal there to the Yankees. I was a little bit surprised at that, but I think he's a good fit in New York.
Yeah, Bryant's going to go today. After the game, he was sitting in the dugout, staring all around, looking at Clark and Addison, just taking it all in for one final time. It's like, okay, yeah. I'm also surprised. If you had asked me a week ago, do you think Anthony Rizzo is going to get traded? I would have said no.
Yeah.
How the Cubs operate. They worry about the fans just rejecting that so much. I always thought it was going to be – obviously, Kimbrel's the obvious one with the way he's turned it around this season. And it seems like they've made their decision between Bryant and Baez. Now, if you're unloading everyone, if you're tanking the rest of the season – why not trade everyone? You can pull the Yankees and bring back Aroldis Chapman at the end of the year. It wouldn't shock me if Anthony Rizzo ends up being a Cub, even though last year he rejected a 5-year, $70 million offer like they were lowballing him. They weren't lowballing him. He's going into his age 32 season. He's got a bad back, and the numbers are starting to decline. That's not a lowball. That's not a lowball. You're not quite in that Goldschmidt territory.
Yeah, and you don't look too great declining that offer now. I mean, we talk about it all the time. You know, you make a bet and then you worry, oh, is the market going to move against me? Am I going to have the same line value when the game actually starts a day or two later? For Anthony Rizzo, I think the line value has changed dramatically against him since turning down that deal. And I would be shocked if he gets anywhere near that after this season and beyond.
Are you a Yankees or Mets guy?
I'm a Yankees guy. So it's been an interesting couple of days. Yeah, I'll be honest. A lot of Yankees haters come. I feel like when the Yankees make a deal, the haters come out more than the fans do. Like the fans, you know, because there's been so many deals over the years with them that, you know, it's hard to really separate one from the other. But the haters came out in full force the last 2 days. Oh, Rizzo, you know, these guys are not going to help them win. And you know, Gallo, he strikes out a ton. If you look at the Yankees lineup, they got better the last 2 days. Are you kidding me? They're throwing out scrubs bottom line of the bottom of the order.
There's a New York and Jared Smith coming out this morning defending his pinstripe. Yeah, I'm looking at this lineup. I mean, we don't know what it's going to be today. I don't think they're going to go back-to-back lefties with Rizzo and Gallo, but it's got to be so fun for you tonight. You're going to turn that on, and you're going to see in some order LeMahieu, Judge, Rizzo, Gallo, Sanchez, Torres. Yeah. Oh, there's another.
It's a good lineup. Let's got to figure out the pitching now.
Yeah, that's the problem. They making it? Wild card?
Prioritizing your health isn't always easy, but it should at least be simple. With AG1, just one scoop of this foundational nutrition supplement delivers your daily dose of vitamins, minerals, pre and probiotics, and more. It's a powerful, healthy habit that's also powerfully simple. It's just one scoop mixed in water once a day, every day. With AG1, you're giving your body high-quality nutrition with ingredients that are sourced for absorption, potency, and nutrient density. So if you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and five free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase at drinkag1.com/odyssey. That's drinkag1.com/odyssey. Check it out.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I want to say yes, but man, baseball's so fluky. Like, you know, they could go down to Miami this week and just drop three games. And you know, I you just never know when they're going to flip the switch. Now, I'll say this. The momentum will be there if they get hot at the plate, because this is the dog days of summer. It's going to be hot at the stadium in August. The ball's going to be flying out. If they can turn this lineup on, then they can, you know, reel off 7 out of 8 and get right back into it, because they're that kind of streaky team offensively. The problem is Gerrit Cole goes down to Tampa yesterday and lays an egg in the first inning and they get blown out. And that can't happen at this stage of the year. Gerrit Cole has to be great. You know, they don't have a lot of depth at top of the rotation. And so when Gerrit Cole's on the mound, they got to win those games, especially against division rivals and teams that are going to be in the playoffs like the Rays are.
That's Jared Smith. I'm Joe Ostrowski. This is BetQL Daily. Jared in for Joe Giglio today. We continue with today's headlines. And last night's center stage, in addition to the MLB trade rumors, it was the second NBA draft in a matter of months.
With the first pick in the 2021 NBA draft, the Detroit Pistons select Cade Cunningham from Oklahoma State University.
All right, from a betting perspective, drafts have become a ton of fun. We have more options than we ever have before. And there were some prices people were laying yesterday, Jared, that ended up big-time losers. Like, everybody thinks it's a lock. Oh, well, this mock said this, and this mock lines up. Maybe there's some copying going on there, but people were laying minus 300, minus 400, and some of those ended up being losers. I want to go over that in a moment. But in my world, the biggest news in the association last night, it's the Lakers.
Yeah.
LeBron, what are you doing? And I'll say LeBron, because there's no way this goes down without LeBron signing off on it. So you're going to trade all of these role players, a team that doesn't have much depth at all, to bring in the ball hog, the guy going to his fourth team in 4 years, when it's all about winning the championship right now. You're bringing in Russell Westbrook. Cool. You're going to have all the eyeballs on you. You're going to have all the attention in the world. That's fine. You're not winning a title with Russell Westbrook.
Absolutely not. And if you look at the construction of the big three, not only in LA, but, you know, in the other places as well, I think Milwaukee's a great example. They add Drew Holiday, who's very versatile. Like, compare Drew Holiday to Russell Westbrook. Like, Drew Holiday, I know he's volatile, but he showed up in a big moment, shot a bunch of threes, made a bunch of threes in the finals. Who's the best three-point shooter in the Lakers' big three? It's the biggest guy on the floor, Anthony Davis. Like, where is the offense coming from on this team late? Is it LeBron posting up and doing one of those fadeaways? That's a low percentage shot. Is it Anthony Davis shooting a contested three? Or is he going to be able to get, you know, space in the paint? Where is the offense coming from Russell Westbrook? It's not coming from the outside, that's for sure. There's a lot of spacing issues I see with this, you know, move. And I just don't understand why, because you're right, it is all LeBron. What is the strategy? Like, LeBron wakes up yesterday and was like, yeah, listen, we got to go get Russell Westbrook because we need another guy that can get into the paint and maybe make a layup, you know, with three guys collapsing around him late in the game. But they need 3-and-D guys, and that's not Russell Westbrook.
I'm looking forward to betting all those props.
That's, yeah, right.
On another nightly basis. But when
who's the triple-double guy now? Usually it's LeBron, but I guess now it's Westbrook.
Is it? Is it?
I don't know. It's going to be a crazy season with them.
So Washington's like, so Beal had to sign off on this, right, out there?
You would think. I like what the Wizards did yesterday. I don't mind what Wizards did yesterday. I think the Wizards got better yesterday. They got the, you know, the Gonzaga kid in the draft, Kispert. And I think that's a core with Beal, and then you surround him with a lot of these role players. You know, again, the theme of the draft last night was 3 and D, no doubt. I mean, every pick that was a reach seemed like a 3 and D guy. And it seems like that's just where the NBA continues to flow. You have to have guys that can stretch the floor and play defense. And if you don't have that, forget it.
As expected, Cunningham, Green, Mobley go 1, 2, 3. But then Toronto threw a wrench into things by going with Scotty Barnes instead of Jalen Suggs. Many expected that. A lot of people did the top four in exact order and were laying a price on that with Suggs in that fourth spot. So they were upset about that one. One thing that really stood out to me, which was heavily juiced right before the draft, I'd say throughout the day as well, was James Bouknight. People were all over that under 6.5. He takes a free fall down to 11 with Charlotte. It's strange to say, it took a long, long time, but I don't hate what Michael Jordan's doing there.
I agree. And, you know, I think with, you know, you've got a lot of pieces in place now. I certainly like Devontae Graham. I thought he had a great year last year. Obviously, the ball kid can just flat out play on both ends of the floor. So it'll be fun to see. I think they got a kid later in the draft who's kind of like a high flyer, the kid from Texas, Jones, I think. Like, I think the air connection between him and Ball are going to be impressive. But Charlotte's building something. You know, they were pretty close to making the playoffs last year. And I certainly could see them making a run at it this year. You know, there's always a team in the Eastern Conference, like the Knicks last year, that kind of surprises people. And certainly Charlotte can be that team.
Yeah, the Kai Jones goes number 19 overall out of Texas, as you mentioned. You know, I always get hyped for these drafts, and I love to bet on it. NFL, NBA, I bet on it, but not as much. And obviously not as much research, just not as much information available. That was the point in the draft where it kind of faded. I kind of faded away. It was complete white noise. And part of the thing is the NBA just gets it wrong. Like, why is it so hard? Why can't you tell us? Woj has it.
Oh,
Joms has
trades.
It. Just tell us what the trade. Tell us
the hats. The kids are wearing the hats on TV that they're trade. The team just traded them. It's embarrassing. Imagine the kid. You've been waiting your whole life to get drafted. You get drafted. You do an you do an interview on ESPN, and you're wearing the hat of the team that just said, "Oh no, we're done with you." It makes no sense at all.
Can Silver get that? He gets a lot right. Can he get that right?
Yeah.
Why did your Knicks move down 15 times?
Because Leon Rose understands that there were. I think that he knows that he has guys and he doesn't care about anything else. So I feel like I have, and trust me, I've been a Knicks fan my whole life. It's been frustrating. But, you know, we got some great notes in the chat. Freed up some money, moving down. But also, he had guys. They like Quentin Grimes from the start. Again, 3 and D. That's what the theme of this draft is.
Yep, no doubt. We'll continue to talk about the NBA draft and the MLB trade line coming up next. Bets to be made on quarterbacks. We're going to go over Mike Sando's QB tiers on BetQL Daily presented by FanDuel.